Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area because it works. You can visit EMP180.com and get empowered. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. Coming up at 9:45, give you a chance to win some Nats tickets as they take on Miami in a big series, probably the biggest series of Davey Martinez's life, right? You can't get swept in this series after being swept by the Mets.
I think if he gets
still
swept,
have a job,
he has. They have to.
That fire. Would be nine in a row.
Not that
if
it's his
swept.
Fault, but yeah, you just got to shake it up.
Yeah, you got to make a change.
So we'll give away those tickets coming up at 9:45. Coming up at 9:20, want to get into this article on Bleacher Report where they projected the stats of all NFL quarterbacks, and we have the projections for the Redskins. So we'll get into that at 9:20. But right now, we'll get into the entertainment page, touch on the Hollywood, the music scene. Entertainment page brought to you by our friends at Second Chance Addiction Care, an outpatient drug and alcohol addiction center that's already helped several Junkies listeners online at secondchancecare.com.
All right, boys, I found this strange, but I saw this on the crawl yesterday. Remember New Coke and what a flop that was in the 80s where they literally... Mm-hmm. They were going to ditch the traditional Coke formula, and they went with the new Coke. And I think
they
did that
come
for a period of time.
Because I think Pepsi was hot for a while.
Right.
Like in the 80s, Pepsi, I think, was getting really close to popularity of Coke. Maybe Michael Jackson did Pepsi commercials.
Yeah.
And Pepsi was getting hot, so they thought they had to change the formula.
Right.
And then people hated it.
And then people hated it, and the stock bombed and everything, and then they finally had to ditch it, and they bring the old classic back. Well, apparently, New Coke is coming back, and it's all because of Netflix's series Stranger Things. Hmm. Apparently, the show's third season will take place during the summer of 1985, the same year Coke debuted their new recipe for its signature soda. But they're going to bring it back. They came up with this idea, I guess, some of the producers, the creators of Stranger Things. They talked to the Coke people. And they said they've produced 500,000 new Coke 12-ounce cans. They expect them to sell out quickly, and that may be just it, but who knows?
They finally quit doing the name bit that probably ended a couple years ago. People were into Coca-Colas that would have
like
your
their
kid's
name,
yeah. Your name on it.
Yeah, I never quite understood that.
People were like paying attention to that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I never quite understood that, why that was so popular. But
I never saw the John Paul. Right. Just never out there.
It's not going to happen.
My daughter used to get upset because Kelsey's name, I didn't want it spelled K-E-L-S-E-Y because I watched Frasier and that was Kelsey Grammer. And in my head, that was like a dude's name, Kelsey. Mm-hmm. And so her name is spelled K-E-L-S-I-E. And anytime we went to a place like Disney World or,
right.
you know, King's Dominion,
you want to get a keychain or something.
You get those keychains, you can't find it spelled I-E. So she's never had one of those tchotchkes.
Right. I know that was actually a requirement, somebody told me, that when they picked a name, they wanted to pick a name where when they went to one of those places, they could get a keychain.
Right, right.
They don't want to have something unique, like Anthony, where
right,
you're not going to find it.
I mean, I know Toys R Us doesn't exist anymore, but a place like Toys R Us would have like those sippy cups.
Yeah.
You can't find one spelled K-E-L-S-I-E.
You know how the world is so crazy now and everything's app-driven?
Yeah.
A friend of mine, he named his baby through they used an app. And I guess you go through and you sort through different names that you like, whatever. And the app, I don't know how it works exactly, but the app came up with the name. And they used the name that the app came up with.
So maybe you put in factors and it came up with the perfect name.
Maybe you come up with some names you like, some names you don't like.
Enter your professions, enter other things you like, and then it says, boom, your daughter should be named Jessica.
The app named the baby. How 2019 is that?
It's pretty
at least
weird.
They didn't name the kid App.
Right.
That's something like Kanye West would
do. Kanye would do, sure.
Apu.
You look like you're dying to say something, Drabby, or you're just in love with me.
I'm actually in love with you right now.
What is it?
I'm engaged. No, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
He's actually listening to the show.
We talked about it
you're
earlier.
Not used to it.
Well, he's just staring at me, staring a hole in me.
Yeah, why?
We talked about it earlier. James Holzhauer was pushed to the brink against his most recent opponent. I think he's up. He's not at 2 million yet, but he's close to it at like 1.9.
These guys are so into it. They were looking at who he's facing tonight. So if you go to the website, you can see who he's facing tonight. And he's facing a criminal defense attorney. And it looked like maybe a school principal.
Mm.
And they just were looking at the picture. They're like, do these guys have a chance? No chance.
You never know. Nate Sheffy is the one last night. They gave him a scare. They say,
what was his background, Valdez?
He was a tech consultant.
He's a tech consultant from
New York City.
He led by as much as $12,800 at one point.
Was he an older dude or younger?
And he entered, let me see. He looks like he was maybe the same age.
Yeah, I would say 40s, low, like 42-ish.
Maybe a little older. He entered Final Jeopardy just $5,400 behind him. But, of course, both contestants got the correct question. But Holzhauer outwagered him to finish with $52,000 to Sheffy's $35,000. And, of course, Holzhauer wiped his brow in a gesture of relief.
I also saw some stats.
Yeah.
So as of last night, and I might botch the number, he had answered about 929 answers correctly during this run, and he'd only missed 29.
Right.
So when he buzzes, he knows what he's talking about.
And then if these guys want to win, they're going to have to bet.
So you're saying he can beat
like
us?
Them.
He can beat us, probably.
Yes, because it took us 3 minutes and only EB figured out beat.
To get beat, yeah.
Holzhauer.
I give you credit for that.
You didn't get it, did you?
No.
Yeah, it took me a while, but I got it. Holzhauer's now won 26 straight games, $1.99 million. He's on track to break Ken Jennings' 74-game, $2.5 million streak set way back. Think about it. Would you have ever thought in 2004 that 15 years later, Ken Jennings will still be sort of that iconic persona, like you would still remember?
Because I'm thinking about it. It seems like only in Jeopardy are there champions of a game show that become a pop culture phenomenon, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember one person from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which was as hot as any show for a while?
No.
Do you remember somebody?
Yeah, the one guy who called his dad to tell him he was going to be a millionaire.
I don't remember that. That was the first one.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I don't remember that.
Because he already knew the answer, but he wanted to phone a friend.
He phoned a friend, and it was his dad, and he told him that
it's
he was
cool
a millionaire.
Touch. Yeah, but I don't like remember
that.
It.
That is pretty cool. Though.
Nobody goes on like a Wheel of Fortune tear, right? Do they even have people that come back for a second day or
because
third
it's such
day?
A lowbrow show?
Well, that's just all luck.
It's not considered like Jeopardy. It's kind of considered like
right.
You're
kinda
at the mercy of the wheel.
Yeah,
this is just brain power.
Right. All right, we've talked about Lamar Odom's book. There are more details that keep sort of trickling out each day. His PR team's doing a good job.
The last one was that he used a Wizinator, essentially.
Used a Wizinator. He banged 2,000 strippers in his
career.
And
he's seen every porn video out there.
Right. Seen the bottom of the internet.
Which is impossible.
It might be possible. I believe him. Lamar
Odom.
But
there's new ones every day.
They're now saying, I guess he made a confession in his book, that he once threatened, do you find this shocking, to kill Khloe Kardashian in a drug-fueled rage.
No. The shocking thing would be if he ever said he was faithful to any girlfriend or wife.
That would be shocking. How could you be with 2,000 women and never be faithful?
Impossible.
I mean, that is impossible.
If he had like a 3-month stretch of faithfulness.
That would be.
What do you think his longest stretch of being faithful to Khloe was?
Oh,
3 days.
A week? I don't know, however long they went to like Turks and Caicos together or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, only when they were on vacation.
Yeah.
And even then, he probably got after it.
I didn't know this, but apparently Jimmy Fallon has been struggling with the Tonight Show, their ratings.
Oh, I know that Colbert crushes him.
Colbert, let me see. Colbert has topped Fallon for a full season for the first time. He fell behind. I guess Colbert really started, upping up the political ante, right? Started doing a lot more political material. And I guess, I don't know, now they're trying to figure out what to do over there with Jimmy Fallon, who I think is way more talented than Stephen Colbert. I don't even think it's close.
I used to see Colbert on his show before where he was kind of doing a parody of Bill O'Reilly. It was butt funny. I haven't seen so much of his late show.
Hmm.
I guess one
he's super talented. Like, I think to discount Colbert's talent.
I think
like,
he's talented. Fallon
might be able to sing better than him, but what in terms of the rest of the stuff, what does Fallon do that's better than Colbert?
I just think he's a funnier dude.
I just think he's funnier, yeah.
But how much of Colbert have you watched?
I mean, he's a drier personality. I get it. I mean, that's just his personality. I just think Fallon's funny. I'd rather hang out with Fallon than Colbert.
Apparently.
Is that a good enough answer for you?
Sure.
Yeah, I just like him more. Yeah. Of course, I never watched the show.
Harvey Weinstein apparently has reached a...
Plus, he did our show. He was a former Junkies guest.
He used to do it a couple times. He was doing a bunch of interviews. Yeah. Harvey Weinstein has reached a $44 million deal to settle a bunch of sex assault civil suits. You think there isn't some guilt there? $44 million. I don't know. Let's see what happens with that. The deal hasn't been finalized, but it's been struck by lawyers with women who've accused him of sexual misconduct.
How many different women?
And board members from his former film studio.
Because they're going to get $30 million of the 44.
I don't know.
$14 million going to the lawyers.
Right, right. So, who knows? That's interesting. There's another detail from Lamar's book. He claims Chloe beat up one of his stripper mistresses in a hotel when she caught him. Are you surprised by that?
I bet.
I don't think so. And last but not least, there's always a Pornhub story, thanks to Valdez. And Pornhub apparently has invented a new bathing suit. Yeah, I don't know how necessary this is. How often are you at the beach where all of a sudden you find yourself coming out of the ocean and you're sized? Isn't it usually the exact opposite? You come out of the ocean.
I think it's also if you're looking around the beach. You know what I mean?
Does that really happen to people?
So explain what the bathing suit is.
So the bathing suit is, it helps you tuck in when you're sized. It has a special right. lining. I can't say.
I know.
It has a siceness lining.
I actually just wanted to hear how you phrased it.
Well, when you're siced, you know, a normal bathing suit doesn't really help keep you tucked.
It protects you from showing off.
Right. So they have a special lining in
here. Yeah, for Justin Tuck.
Yes.
Remember, right, remember I used to tell you about that guy at Ocean City that would walk on the beach in his bathing suit. Now, he had elephantitis. He had a condition.
Well, he had a condition.
Yeah. But
people
didn't care.
He was a legend.
Legend. He probably still down there. Or something
his,
else.
His tomatoes.
Yes.
His tomatoes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. They're ripe.
But they were more like,
they're like pumpkins.
Small watermelons.
They were like walking around with pumpkins.
Our contest, the horse contest.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if it was Johnson.
What was his name?
No, but that was just all about, it was the Battle of the Bulge.
He lived down there.
Oh, he would have won that.
He might be dead now, but
he's probably dead.
He worked at like every pizza joint in Ocean City, and he had long, stringy hair, glasses. God, what was that guy's name? Saw him every day.
Well, he loved a dough roller.
Well, in fact, we had him call in. He called in one time.
He did call in.
We called in on our night show or something.
We were talking
about
We've been
doing the show so long, we're so old that we've forgotten half the stuff we've done.
Of course. Yeah, we had that guy call
in. How many shows have we done? 10,000?
Yeah, a bunch.
God, what was the guy's name? Someone's going to text
Somebody from the 90s, the late 80s and 90s can remember.
If anybody lived at the beach.
He didn't do scopes?
No, they weren't going to hire the scope company. They weren't going to hire him.
No.
But he worked at every dough roller, every pizza joint, delivered pizzas everywhere. I mean, unbelievable. And people would just stare at him when he walked down the beach.
Well, he's a freak.
Jason's kind of infatuated with
him. No, it was scary.
This and look at the twinkle in his eyes.
It was scary, dude.
Wasn't like James, was it?
No.
People will know. People will know.
If you know,
hit me up on Twitter.
636-1067 or tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming up next, Bleacher Report has an article where they project the numbers for all 32 teams and their quarterback situation.
Oh, you're going
to
love this.
Speculate,
Mr. Stat,
on what the Redskins are going to do next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jason's upset that we don't have the answer for the guy that walked on the beach. back in the day who was holding.
I'm surprised.
Please text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Text us.
God, the guy is
for the
just...
Jason. Was his name Danny? Was it Joey? Was it Phil?
I mean, the guy's wildly popular down there.
He was
everybody,
a legend.
Everybody knew him. We had got him to call in.
Text us. 1-800-636-1067.
We'll get it before
the end of the show. Which, was he always in Ocean City? Like what's...
Always Ocean City.
Ocean City.
Yep. Used to
and,
work
and
at Pizza,
was...
Pizza Two Goes, I think, was one of his spots.
So like the 80s or 90s?
No, early 90s.
Early 90s.
Well, I mean, he could have been down there in the 80s, but I, when I was living down there, it was early 90s.
Now, I remember, see, I feel like maybe it was like late 90s because we didn't start doing the show till weekends 96.
No, but we were hearkening back to the earlier years.
Okay, it was nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I understand.
A different guy, though. There used to be a guy that used to go to the cellar in College Park, like an old guy. Remember him? A real, real old guy.
What was his deal? He just was
I don't
old
know, he
guy
would wear
bar?
Like a fur coat or something. Like he was like,
Oh, if he had a fur coat on, you know, he probably had nothing on underneath.
Yeah, I mean, he was just like different. He's like weird.
Real quick, before we get into the Bleacher Report article, and we can have a little fun projecting numbers, and you should pull out Alex Smith's numbers from last year in the book. Because remember, we made bets on Alex Smith's numbers. The Redskins tweeted a picture of Alex Smith at OTAs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. I think we're all rooting for him personally.
Of course.
But I found it curious. They crop the pictures. So they show him throwing the football. One of the pictures, he's just kind of like smiling with the coaches. And you only see from above the shorts, like mid-level shorts up. And then they have him in a drop back throwing the football. And you see from just underneath the shorts. So it's all above the knee.
Right.
And I'm just like, why do they do that?
They crop
why are
the
they
brace.
Cropping the picture?
Crop
if you haven't seen it, we put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/.
Now, do
the
we
junks.
Know for a fact he's still wearing it? I would
I
bet
don't
he
know.
Is.
I don't know. Maybe he has a smaller cast. Maybe that, what do they call that big thing that wraps
that,
around
that halo thing?
Yeah. Oh, we call it a halo. I don't know. If
right.
No, there was a name for it, but it wasn't a halo. But that's essentially what it is.
Right. Which is a huge contraption, a huge metal contraption, which basically eats up his entire leg. I don't know. It
doesn't
just,
bother me. I mean, I assume he still has it.
Well,
you
it's just a little misleading,
the big halo.
Though.
He might have a smaller brace now. Maybe he's actually braceless. I don't know.
But it doesn't. How is it misleading?
It is misleading.
They drafted a quarterback at 15.
No, I know. But
okay, but he's older anyway. They might have done that.
Like, they're trying to make years left.
They're trying to make it seem like it's all hunky-dory.
Yeah, but they
like
might have drafted. Passes. Right. I agree with
that's TV. The perception, they're trying to portray, oh, look, here's Alex.
He'll be back next year.
Yeah, he's working too.
I mean, that's not the way I see it, but okay.
They're
by
just
the way,
being nice to him.
The guy's name was Drew.
Drew
Bingo.
Is the guy. That's the guy.
I was just waiting for it.
Yeah.
Two guys came through.
All right, hold on. Let's go to Rachel real quick. Was she going to say the same name? Rachel.
Hey, I'm calling in because we didn't have his real name, but my girlfriends and I sitting on the beach would call him Ed for Elson Richard. So, because we didn't really know, he would make it a point to stop in front of us and
right.
kind of push us forward and look out at the horizon. So
right.
he definitely was around a lot.
Did you find it off-putting?
Of course they did.
It wasn't attractive.
It was unnatural. It was odd.
Yeah. Yeah. It was one of those things you could be in, like, the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay.
You know, like one of those oddity things.
I never saw the guy or have seen the guy.
If you see him, you'd never forget.
You wouldn't have forgotten.
Yeah, right. It's just embedded in you.
Yeah. And But the thing was, he had a condition, but he just didn't try and hide it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had no problem.
Right.
Wearing the shorty shorts, the John Stockton's, walking down the beach. Looked like he had a freaking python in his pants.
Yeah.
All right, I can't find our predictions
Let's
on
go
Alex
through the
Smith
projections.
Last year.
Now, who did these predictions? Is it a computer simulation, or is it just one guy?
Like, it's just an article. So it's just one guy, you know, based on, you know, information and what he's heard about the Redskins with projections. And
he's basically got him splitting time with Case, right?
He has Case, it looks like, playing the early portion of the year, and then Haskins playing the bulk of the year. So with Case Keenum, and their numbers are almost inverted, is Case Keenum throwing 8 touchdown passes with 11 picks. I'm not even going to go into the completion percentage, just talk touchdowns and picks. If he's at 8 touchdowns and 11 picks and he's uh-huh. starting the year as their starter, that uh-huh. is a disastrous start.
Right, right.
That is like a 1-5 start, right?
Yeah.
It's like 8 touchdowns, probably like 5 or 6
especially
games.
Especially considering
on this
the schedule
team.
In the first month.
Right. Now, for Haskins, he has 15 touchdowns, 11 picks. So that would be probably, I'll give him 10 games. So let's give Case, I think that that's projecting about 6 games for Case and 10 for Haskins. I think Haskins is going to play more than that.
You might be right.
I think that Haskins may be the game one starter. I'm not completely sold on that. Cakes believes Haskins is going to be the opening day starter. I think Haskins, like last year, Baker Mayfield didn't start in week one. Took over very early in the season. And he nearly had 30 touchdown passes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Haskins is going to be that prolific. So, doesn't have the weapons that Cleveland had last year. And Cleveland's going to have even more weapons this year with Odell. I think Haskins is going to get to 20 touchdowns.
So if that's the way it plays out, then they don't want to keep 3 quarterbacks. So will they start, let's say they start Haskins or Case, will they put Colt on the pup list to start the season? And then when Case ultimately gets beat out by
Dwayne,
cut Case and then activate Colt?
I don't know how all that will work out.
I still feel like they're going to be more loyal to Colt. In Case.
You would think.
Yeah.
All unless things being they think equal. Like Case if both is just
guys,
better.
If both guys lose the job to Dwayne, they probably still feel more comfortable having Colt as the backup.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
All 3 of them have a fair shot going into camp.
Case and wins it or whatever.
And the guy who looks the worst gets let go.
But I think they'll put Colt on pup list.
Not Haskins.
I think they'll put Colt on the pup list by time.
Yeah, maybe.
And then by the time Case loses the job, then they'll just let him go.
I could see that.
And then activate Colt to be the backup.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this works out and how this plays out.
All right. This
I
is
mean, what if is there a chance Keenum really looks good in preseason?
Sure.
I think he could look solid.
Yeah, I think he could.
I mean, he's a
and then you
veteran.
Might say, we, you know, and Haskins doesn't look good. You got to say, all right, I got to go to Case. We got to start the
it's
year
very
with Case.
Possible that Dwayne, you know, makes rookie mistakes.
Oh, he's 100% going to
yeah,
make.
Like, but even in preseason and everything. You know what I mean? Looks a little off. Looks, you know, it's a little, the game's a little too big for him
he
right
will.
Now.
They all do.
It's possible.
All right.
By the way, it's called an external fixator.
There you go, the external right. fixator. They
not
wouldn't
the halo
show
thing.
The halo thing, the external fixator.
Right.
If you want to, again, check out the pictures, which the Redskins tweeted out yesterday to get everybody fired up about Alex Smith being a day 3 of OTAs, go to Facebook.com/thejunks. All right, first official projection. It is May 24th. I believe Case Keenum is going to get 3 games, and I'm going to give him 3-3. 3 touchdowns, 3 picks. And Dwayne is going to take over, and I think he's going to be fairly impressive. 20 is probably a little high. You know, I'm going to bump that down. 18 touchdowns, 12 picks.
I'm completely unprepared. I haven't seen him. This is a complete
guess, of course.
Right. I have
it's
no idea.
Do.
It's Friday before Memorial Day. We're just trying to fill a little time here.
Right.
I think it's fun. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. What are your expectations?
All right, Can I give you mine?
I don't have him starting in week 3. And I know some people say, oh, I'll wait till after the Patriots game. But I think they'll pull the plug on Case pretty quickly. It'll happen quick.
I'm going to give Case 5 games.
You're giving Case 5, okay.
I think Dwayne will start in week 6. Now, right. I didn't even look at the schedule, so I have no idea if that's...
That's post-Patriots, I believe.
Okay, so is that pre-buy or is that post-buy? I think that's pre-buy. I think it's pre, but I could be wrong. Anyway, I'm going to give him
Patriots
5.
Patriots are the 5th game.
Okay, so I'll give him 5 games because they're not going to start Dwayne Haskins against the Pats.
Probably not.
All right, so I'm going to
give Although them. I do have them because I have them in week 4.
Yeah, I don't see it. So I have them going 2-3 in those games. You don't care about the record, but I got them throwing 7 touchdowns, 4 picks in 5 games.
All right, I'm going to go.
And they're going to pull the plug? 7 touchdowns, 4 picks is better than what Alex Smith was doing last year.
Yeah, maybe a little high. Again, I'm just guessing.
Right.
Guessing.
All right, so I'm
Dwayne.
Gonna...
Wait. Now, so Dwayne comes in. What do you have for Haskins the rest of the way?
Gives
him
that
11
would be
games.
11 games. I'm going to say 10 touchdowns, 12 picks.
Wow. Okay.
All right, I'm going to go.
I know we're going to adjust these numbers.
Right. Yeah. This is May 24th.
Probably 100.
This is having seen nothing. I mean, I've only seen like 1 or 2 OTA passes on like J.P. Finley's Twitter account.
Right.
I mean, that's all I've seen.
But we have heard Keim, Finley,
everyone,
and Hoffman
right.
all say that just the eyeballs say Haskins looks better.
Right. So I'll say, just for the sake of this dumb show, that he starts week 1. Okay? But also, for the sake of the show, I will say that he struggles and that... By, like, week 4, they're going to give him some time to watch. Okay? And so then that's when Case or Colt step in, play a couple games. They're dreadful. And then they go back to Haskins. So he's not going to start 16 straight. He's going to have struggles.
He's going to get benched.
He's going to have like a 3 or 4 and they're going to say, we need to settle him down.
So I'm going
to come back in week 7. So what are your numbers?
This is so dumb. On the year, 15 touchdowns, 18 interceptions.
That's a ton of interceptions.
What's a hard league?
Okay. Yeah. Does anybody throw 18 interceptions anymore?
I don't know.
I'd have to look.
You're asking me to make a projection on something I've seen nothing of.
Well, we make projections on the season.
Yeah, but at least I have a better grasp of the team as a whole than I do.
I think Eli had to have thrown 18 interceptions last year.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I'm going to say more interceptions than touchdowns.
Oh, maybe it was the year before.
But he's going to look pretty good in the preseason, and the momentum will be there to start him, but then it'll be a rude awakening, and they'll have to settle him down. And then, you know, let them watch for a little bit before they bring them back.
Big Ben led the way with 16 interceptions last year.
That was the most interceptions?
Yes.
All right.
But I think he'll throw more than 16.
Eli Manning had 11.
Okay.
I knew it wasn't that high. I think
although they're going to be pounding the ball. It's not like they're going to be airing it out.
True.
They're going to be handing off.
Eli the year before at 13. All right, so it wasn't quite.
Probably high.
Kizer at 22 in 17.
I'm literally making this up as we go along.
Did you give me Case's numbers? Just to
Case, 3-3. I mean, you know, he'll just boring.
But those are like weeks 4 through 7.
Yeah, he'll start for a couple games.
You're probably right.
They'll let Haskins settle down and just watch for a little bit.
The 7's probably too high in 5 games. It would probably be more like 5.
Yeah, I mean they're gonna
keep it at 7, and we'll do it again. Yeah. And
my point is, if he throws 7 touchdowns in 5 games, that's far more prolific than Alex Smith was last year.
Why? What did Alex?
Didn't Alex only end up with 11 touchdowns in 10 games?
Yes,
9.5 games.
He was one touchdown a game.
All right. Well, Case 7-5 is not much more.
Yeah, slightly more. You're right.
I was thinking 1 a game, but man, that's a little high. Probably
the,
5.
The
or
thing
6.
That none of the quarterbacks, all of the quarterbacks, have the same challenge. They don't have great weapons on the outside. Like, is all of a sudden Josh Doxson going to be catching all these touchdown passes?
No, he's terrible.
You know,
he's still going to be terrible.
Hopefully, McLaurin, who runs the 4-3 or 4-4 or whatever he runs, is going to be a deep threat and take some to the house, but they just don't have a ton of playmakers.
They're just not going to air it out that much. They're going to pound the football. It's going to be boring to watch. Oh, man, it's going to be boring.
I mean, I think when we had John Keim on, who covers the Redskins for ESPN, on earlier this week, he pointed out that when Haskins was talking about the receivers, they asked him, you know, how was it like chemistry-wise working with receivers? And he was like, oh, it was great. And he mentioned Trey Quinn.
Yeah.
And who was the other? It was Brian Quick.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Think about that.
Two guys that have done nothing in this league.
Brian Quick has been with the Redskins for like 2 seasons. That's 5 catches.
Yeah. Dude, it's gonna be hard to watch. Unless Haskins comes out there and just starts slinging it. He looks like he's at Ohio State. I don't think that's going to happen. But
no.
But
the game ain't that easy.
No.
Possibility that he's like Baker Mayfield, just ready to go.
Baker had a certain charisma to him. Let's see if Dwayne has that.
He had a charisma, but mostly, now he makes plays out of the pocket, but he also makes a ton of plays in the pocket. And what you hear about Haskins is he's ready to make those plays in the pocket. Kind of the positives you hear about Haskins is, look, he's not going to be great necessarily on rollouts and bootlegs, but in the pocket, he has really good awareness.
He was in rookie camp and a couple of days of OTAs. Way too early to decide that.
Of course. I'm just saying based on his
resume. He's just
all
grasping.
These guys have looked
he threw
good.
50 touchdown passes last year.
Oh, please. He had crazy talent around him.
So did Baker. Some guys actually hit the ground running as a rookie.
True.
Happens.
All right. If he turns into Baker, then it's obviously a huge
Baker,
home
by the
run.
Way, had more experience.
Much more.
Yeah.
Than Dwayne.
Much more.
Yeah. I think the learning curve is going to be a little bit bigger. But hopefully it's a ground running and it's awesome. That'd be
by
amazing.
By the way, wait till I show you the video of Drew in Ocean City. It's on YouTube.
Oh, they had video of him?
Oh, you'll see it.
Oh, he's obsessed.
Look at this. This is ridiculous. Right. He doesn't care either.
How many views? How many people have seen that video?
75,000.
75,000, dude. Right. He's
now
like famous.
Now all of DC's going to see it.
Is he the dude wearing the Expos hat?
Yeah, you look.
Oh, my bad, the EB hat.
In shorts.
Thank you.
He looks like he's got a catcher's mitt in his pants.
I screenshotted some stills. I was going to bring him in during the break.
Right. Tweet him. Make it your profile. Yeah, tweet him. I like it when you do that bit.
All right, we'll come back with more. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We told you at 9:45 we would give you a chance to win some tickets to go see the Nationals. Right now, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with tickets to see the Nationals take on Miami tonight, Nats Park. After you enjoy the game, you can enjoy a spectacular fireworks show. It is Fireworks Friday. Tickets on sale at nationals.com, courtesy of the Washington Nationals. Details at 1067thefandc.com/contests. We had Chris Russell on the show earlier, right around 7:20. If you missed it, check out the podcast, which you can check out at thesportsjunkies.com. And he was speculating about the attendance, even with like Fireworks Friday. They're playing the Miami Marlins. It is something to kind of pay attention to. It's not the main issue, but just a little footnote is what's going to happen here with the Nationals' attendance home games over the next few weeks as they fall further and further out of it.
Well, are they giving away a bobblehead at all this weekend? So if they are, people will go just for the bobbles.
Again, it's Fireworks Friday. They just did the Trey Turner bobblehead. I know that I've heard some ads for Ryan Zimmerman is doing another bobblehead.
Is that this weekend?
I'm not sure.
They'll get a bump. Weekend. They'll get a bump because of that. But, I mean,
that only does so much.
Yeah, a few thousand, who knows. But, look, are they going to lose? Is Miami going to win seven straight?
Probably not.
I mean, this is the Miami Marlins. Look,
they should win. It's baseball. Everybody wins games.
They were 10.
So the Nationals are going to lose every game.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like tonight, you have to beat the Marlins just to stop the bleeding. And then you have to win 3 out of 4, if not sweep them.
But what are you going to do when you got to
lose? When they lose 3 out of 4?
When you go to this, you know, seventh inning.
Well, like you've been saying. Like you've been saying. You got the same guys, so at some point, you got to hope that they pitch a little bit better.
They have to regress to the mean at some point.
I said this earlier. I'm dead serious. Try the opener. Try some of these donks. You give them a couple, because you give them a couple days to know these are the three guys you're going to face. When you're a reliever, you don't know who the guys you're going to face. When you're opener, you say, this is, you're going to face the 1, 2, and 3 hitters, and then you're out of the game. Maybe the fourth hitter, if you have a hit or two. You're our opener, and then we're going to Strasburg in the second inning.
Listen, it's so bad, I'm open to anything, but just show me the stats that it's worked. Because I know some teams have tried it.
Okay. I wanted to look back at Neil Greenberg's article, but much like you, I don't pay the Washington Post fee, so I couldn't get it to the damn article.
If you click on incognito, it'll work.
Oh, I got to go to private first and then go to the link?
Yeah, that should work.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see the stats. If it's working elsewhere, then I think the Nats should be willing to try anything.
Let me ask you this. So when we were discussing this yesterday or the day before, when I said I'd give Davey tops 3 weeks, like I would bet he doesn't last 3 weeks is what I said.
Yeah.
Could be fired earlier than that. You didn't necessarily see it. If you had to bet right now, will he be the manager on June 15th?
I don't. What's today?
May 24th.
It'd be hard to imagine. Just because they're losing so much. I didn't see them losing like that. I didn't see them getting swept by the Mets.
My whole thing
is, I didn't
see
that at all.
Even June 15th, even if they just play 500 balls. So they're not getting swept in a four-game series.
If they're playing 500 ball, I think he can keep his job.
If they're playing 500 ball for the next two-plus weeks.
I think he can keep his job if he does
and
that.
And I said June 10th, but on June 10th, you're still 12 games below 500. Sorry. Time to move on.
Yeah. You're not wrong because they're bad, and it's inevitable. But I think if they could play 500 ball for the next couple of weeks, I think he can hold on. But if they lose three out of four here, I don't know how you keep
them. Yeah, then Tuesday might be.
I don't know how you keep them. They've
announced a new manager.
Eight of nine. I think it's 8 of 9 series now. If they lose this next one, that'll be 9 of 10. I think that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be a fall guy.
Personally, I had a vibe when he threw his temper tantrum and got ejected from the game. You know, I tweeted out dead man walking because I felt like maybe he knows and he's just go.
Well,
like,
to his credit, they did kind of, I mean, you could say it's coincidence, whatever. They did kind of respond.
Yeah, I don't believe there's any sort of connection at all to him being ejected to the next hitters, you know, getting big hits.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's the idea.
It also could be genuine. I mean, we don't see it a lot.
True.
Because, you know, we just see him in press conferences.
Well, I think he was genuinely frustrated.
He's pissed.
There's no doubt about it.
I mean, he
it.
Knows his job's online. He's not having fun going to work. None of those guys are. He's pissed. Yeah. He thought Kendrick didn't swing. The umpire felt differently. He expressed it. And that's probably the only time you'll see him get ejected all year.
Well, it's the third time, but yeah.
Oh, is it the third?
Yeah.
He's been ejected three times.
Yeah.
By the way, earlier in the show, Jason mentioned just briefly that the Boston Bruins are in the Stanley Cup final and they're playing the St. Louis Blues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Bruins are the favorite, could be the third team to win a championship in Boston this calendar year.
And that would be the
because
second time
Red
it's
Sox,
ever happened, by the way.
The Red Sox bang, then the Patriots bang, then the Bruins. Okay, the Celtics, they're terrible. They got ousted in the second round by the Milwaukee Bucks. We talked the other day about how hopeless it is. As we just did these projections for Dwayne Haskins, this would be true hopelessness. So the Nationals are now flailing. Second straight year, they'll miss the playoffs, barring some unforeseen turnaround.
Right.
The Wizards, we've all said, are kind of hopeless because they're stuck to this John Wall contract. He's hurt. They didn't get Zion Williamson. They got the 9th pick in the draft. It just doesn't look good. The Capitals, we kind of took off board because they're always a contender, always make the playoffs, still have Alex Ovechkin. But if Haskins busts, then you're talking about long. Like when you have a quarterback, if Haskins is good, all of a sudden you're hopeful and you could be hopeful for a long time. But if you have a quarterback that busts, that damages you for not just one season.
5 years.
Yeah, damages you for several seasons.
Maybe longer.
Yeah, but I mean, you might know right away, but you're not going to know definitively for 3 years.
Sure. Just like Josh Rosen, you don't know definitively. But if Josh Rosen backs up last year with another dud, then you're feeling like bust.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get something in the middle like a Ryan Tannehill.
Let's go real quick. Let's go to Bob in Kensington. Bob, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, guys. This is the Washington Redskins we're talking about. The Haskins thing, he's definitely going to start the first week. He's going to start the first game, and he's going to break his leg in the second half. Guaranteed.
So you give him a half.
So you're just doing the
one half.
So you're just saying bad things happen to the team, so that we have to expect that. That's what you're saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, we look at our history last year. I mean, the stats are there. We got two quarterbacks with broken legs. We got a running back in OTAs that blew his ACL out the year before. We got a linebacker who did it this year. He's going to break his leg in the second half, first game.
Don't you counter it with due theory? They're due some good luck and some health?
What if he stays healthy? What do you think?
I have no idea. I didn't think, I mean, in terms of, I didn't pay attention to him at Ohio State for whatever reason. I'm a Michigan fan, but he didn't wow me at Ohio State. I wasn't a quarterback that jumped out.
I know he beat you.
He threw for 500 yards against him.
He threw 50 touchdowns.
I couldn't take that much longer.
I think he threw 6 touchdowns against him.
Yeah.
5 or 6.
I don't know. But I'm kind of with him. I have no idea how he's going to perform. I'm no sense. Like, I thought Robert was going to be a smash, a home run, a can't miss her, and I was wrong. But I have no sense on Dwayne. I have no idea. I could see it being a hit, and it could be like a poor man's Ben Roethlisberger, or I could see
That'd
it being
be
a bust. You know? I have no idea. It's kind of intriguing.
The frustrating
really
thing actually will be if he ends up being a Jason Campbell-like quarterback where he was a starter for the Redskins for years, and you debate whether you bring him back.
You keep waiting
for
that next step.
You're waiting
for
it. Yeah, it just
never happens. It's probably more likely to happen.
Stuck in the middle like a Ryan Tannehill.
You know how hard it is to be elite? I mean, like 7 or 8 guys in the whole world.
On the planet, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like impossible.
Hey, but as we discussed earlier on the show, we're elite when it comes to radio.
That's definitely true.
The numbers are right there on the podcast.
We're better than Sarah and Vinny.
Go to thesportsjunkies.com to check out the podcast. All right. Everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend. For Bish, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.